Michael Murphy defeating the semi-final of the Sigerson Cup, and I suppose and the manner of defeat, it's gut-wrenching, so it is, conceding a goal very, very late on.
I suppose building the way back into it to come back to a draw game, whether it was maybe fair enough in the second half, I don't know, I'd be unsure of, but when you got it back to level then, it was like it was kind of taken away from you, it was cruel, it was tough, but I said to the boys, that's football and the character of this team, I suppose this year, but in particular over the last 2 years, that was it. Like, I just knew we weren't playing particularly well throughout the game. We hadn't hit our heights, but I just felt that we kept chugging at it. The boys and the character that they've shown and exhibited over the last couple of years would get them in it. And showed that way towards the end of the game. You know, we did, by all means, it wasn't that we did, had a brilliant performance, but the attitude and the character again was brilliant, and they brought it and we got back. And
was it maybe nerves that was what was settling the team that we haven't seen this year in the Sigerson, or was it what IT Carlow brought to the table tonight in the pitch?
I think you have to say it's a mixture of both. Like, it'd be unfair, very unfair to say it was just down to our nerves or lack of, you know, performances maybe throughout the team. You know, Carlow brought their good side, they're here for a reason. They made things difficult, made things scoring difficult for us. And they got scores at crucial stages themselves. They got a lot of frees in the second half, they got their goals at the right times. And they have good footballers and good players. Just a lot of us maybe just didn't get up to hit the performances, individual performances, collective performances that we did hit in other games. But again, I keep saying it even with that, and I even thought that, and I kept saying to Francie the long way, says these boys are still going to keep hanging in there, and they did.
Yeah. Listen, you went down to 30 men at one stage in the pitch. Dara, for two yellows, was showing a red, which we felt was a bit harsh, and then we had the black cards as well. It's hard on a big pitch like this, which is the same size as Croke Park, to keep that momentum going with 30 men on the pitch, Michael.
Yeah, that's it. And we're already probably, if you look at the energy of the team and what we were bringing to the game with the ball, we were struggling enough as it was going without losing the two men. But credit where they were due, we were down to 13. We actually turned them over 2 to 3 occasions there. Goal chance at one time. We ended up getting the goal and we kept chugging on to get a point from a free. And the lads did well to turn the ball over, they threw caution to the wind and pressed up high and they got the ball. But that energy, I suppose, was lacking towards the first half. And the first half didn't give us the platform, even though we tried really, really hard going in at half time in the early part of the second half to keep pushing on. It just wasn't to be. And credit is due to Carlow, the better team in the night. And our boys will say to them, they'll come back at it. You look back, it's a fantastic year. It's important to get the balance between it being a fantastic year and being disappointing tonight, you know.
Because at the start of the year, nobody would have seen the LYIT has been semi-finalists in the Sigerson Cup, Michael, and it's been an unreal journey for you guys as management and this team and the college as a whole, first year in Sigerson, getting to the last four.
It has, and I suppose, again, I keep saying it, the journey started 3 years ago, you know, when the team, they went to Trench, we were unlucky in a Trench weekend, we got to a final, the next year the boys came back and overcame a very good Dundalk team last year, very similar kind of circumstances to that, with last minute goals and good character. And I suppose the opportunity came up this year in the college was all for pushing. In fairness to the lads, they responded with fantastic commitment to training and to everything, and that's what made it enjoyable. It was the players that made it enjoyable. It was the players that came out, they put the shoulder to the wheel. We took rocking hits, I suppose, in the start of the year in the league football and the Ryan Cup, but the character and desire, as well as the integration of a few of the lads that were on the Donegal teams, really, really helped. And as I say, it was a credit to each and every one of the lads that Donegal said to them to get back to the clubs now, wherever that is in the country, and to get back to the county teams. And hopefully, I suppose, they've learned something from this year and they've got the chance to play at Sigerson College's football, which is the key thing for me, for them to experience that level of football out there and the last week and the week before.
And finally, it'll only stand them for next year, because you're still in Sigerson next year, and there's a large group of this panel that are first years and second years and will be playing for the LYIT next year as well, Michael.
A big group of them, yeah. A big group that backboned a hell of a lot of the training with us, and really, really good lads. And I think being part of that this year will hopefully stand to them and kick on again next year, along with the lads that are already there. That's the hope. You know, they say they're going to go back to the club football now, and we'll keep coming back in October again. And as I say, I'm just delighted that the college, the lads themselves, got an opportunity to play at that level. As I say, it's a level that's just maybe, you would say, on par, slightly below inter-county level, and for them to get the exposure of that and the big game that it was something that we wished for when we made the decision early in the year, you know.
Yeah. One other thing, just moving away from colleges, Mayo, I suppose, is the next focus now on Saturday in the league.
That's it. It just quickly shifts now. So yeah, busy time of year. Games come thick and fast, and that's the nature of the beast of the GAA in January and February. there's probably more games squeezed into those 2 months than there is for the rest of the year, but that's it. You suck it up, you get on with it, and look forward to getting back with the boys now, training tomorrow night, and look forward now to getting back on Saturday.
Yeah, it's important, or how important is it to start if you can get a one against Mayo, Michael?
It's important. Yeah. I was answering this question last week. People were saying it's important. Of course it's important. You know, the next week it'll be important. I think after that it'll be important, and you build it up important. The great thing for us is Division 1, the age profile of the team, and getting an opportunity to play in Division 1 I think is crucial. To play in the big venues and to play in front of the big teams and to clearance in that week on week is crucial, especially when we need to hit the ground running against Tyrone in Championship with that in the back of their head come May.
Yeah. Will you feature on Saturday?
Hopefully. I get picked.
Right, well listen, hard luck tonight. Thanks for talking to us,
Thanks, guys.